digitizing financial services or payments really is very, very critical for the fast development of our economy. And what we have done initially is that we have a vision called Vision 2020 for the ICT and for the development of our country to become a middle-income country. ICT vision envisages really the whole infrastructure, the broadband infrastructure, which has now been laid all over the country. The next thing is how to make sure that this infrastructure helps the payment system, which can allow the development to happen. And we started with the banking system, where we have digitized the entire payment system. So this has been very, very helpful. It has helped us now with the Rwandan society that the mobile payment accounts are now more than twice the usual banking accounts, because the Rwandans now are using it for everything. And that's why digitizing payments, really having a cashless economy, is helpful for any fast payment for the economy to keep growing.
Are these services available for any Rwandan? Because we know Rwanda is a very hilly country, and I believe that 4G maybe is not accessible in every village in Rwanda. Is it something which is restricted to Kigali area, or is it now widespread in Rwanda?
Now, the access to the telecom is really over 60% now everywhere. It goes everywhere in the village. But for the 4G, completing the whole country will go up to the end of next year. We roll it out all over the country and making sure that everywhere it is accessible. So the whole idea is to make sure that the whole country is digitized. And this is the only way we can have efficient services to the population.
You said also that it helps improve domestic income generation. How is it important to manage financing the development in Rwanda?
What it means is that usually financing the development, especially from the private sector, it is the money that is in the banking system. And that means that the banking system now has more sufficient money. And this has been very crucial for Rwanda.
You said it has been crucial for the private sector, but I believe also it helped the public sector. And Ellen Clark said that digitizing payments had also helped improve public good governance and reduce corruption cases. Is it the case also in Rwanda? Do you experiment this change?
This is the clear case of Rwanda, because you don't have face-to-face interaction. You don't have to negotiate with anyone. You don't have to make sure that you can do it anywhere. It is transparent. It avoids corruption. It's faster. Otherwise, for someone to tell you to wait until next Monday, it's no longer there. Because this time you can do it anytime and anywhere. If you want to pay taxes, you just do it. It makes it much, much easier for the country. And that's the only way that the country can move faster. And now what you're working on is beyond the borders of Rwanda, is to make sure that you can purchase goods and services in another country, in our neighboring countries, in Tanzania, in Kenya, in Uganda, and be able to pay it. It used to be very difficult because you would have to look for the dollars. And this way, then, you don't have to first change to the US dollars to go back to local currency. No. This time, you can just pay in any currency you want.
So that's one of the perspective. What are the other way forwards or perspective thinking about Agenda 2030?
For the 2030, what we are saying is that we need a fast implementation. One of the ways, which is not the only ways, is to make sure that you have efficient payment system. And having efficient payment system is really having a cashless economy. And having a cashless economy that includes everybody, it means the benefits of the growth benefits everyone. And that means having the youth as part of the banking system, having the women as part of the banking system, having everyone as part of the banking system. And this will make sure that everybody benefits from any investment, from any growth of the economy.